Last week we started the sugya on Daf Samachem and Aleph. We left off in the middle. We'll have to continue coming days. What we learned was the following. The first Mishnah increases this soft, the Lamed Vav increases Amuris Batara, which are the 36 Averis from which one is Chayv Kores. If one violates it, the Mezid, and therefore if one violates it, the Shegeg, there would be Chayv Chatos, and you would be Chayv all 36 Chatos. For each Avera, one is Chayv a separate Chatos. So the Mishnah lists off. Then the Mishnah said, there's a Mishnah there increases. The first Mishnah said there is a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the other Chachamim, where the last week we started the sugya on Daf Samachem and Aleph. We left off in the middle. We'll have to continue coming days. What we learned was the following. The first Mishnah increases this soft, the Lamed Vav increases Amuris Batara, which are the 36 Averis for which one is Chayv Kores. If one violates it, the Mezid, and therefore if one violates it, the Shegeg, there would be Chayv Chatos, and you would be Chayv all 36 Chatos. For each Avera, one is Chayv a separate Chatos. So the Mishnah lists off. Then the Mishnah said, there's a Mishnah there increases. The first Mishnah said there is a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the other Chachamim, where the Megadef es Hashem is Chayv Chatos. Rabbi Akiva says Megadef, number one, when the Pasuk says in Chumash, es Hashem hu Megadef in Nichrusto, where is that Pasuk? In Shlach. Es Hashem hu Megadef in Nichrusto means that a Megadef es Hashem is Chayv Kores. That's what it means. It doesn't mean Ovid Avod Ezor. Es Hashem hu Megadef doesn't go to Ovid Avod Ezor. It goes on what we call Mekalol es Hashem, Megadef es Hashem. And number two, Megadef es Hashem b'shoigeg is Chayv Chatos. And the Chachamim disagree. Maskin that as Hashem who megadef in nichrusu, that there is an Einish Kores, but since it's ain't bo maise, so therefore one is not chayev chatos. Fine. So now the Gemara, and we pass like the Chacham that megadef is not chayev chatos. Period. But the Shaila is Aliba the Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says a megadef is chayev chatos. What does that mean? Rabbi Akiva denies the need for a yesh bo maise in order to be chayev chatos. That's how Rabbi Yechanan says, Rabbi Kiva holds that even Ein Bo Maase is also Chayv Chatos. And Rish Lakish disagrees and he says, no, even according to Rabbi Kiva, who holds Megadef is Chayv Chatos, you at least require Maase Zuta. You don't require Maase Rabbi, at least you need a little Maase Zuta. And Megadef is Hashem, you have Akimah Sosan Havi Maase. Since he does the Gid of Hashem, he does the Chir of the Gid of Aydei Dibur, so then Gemara says, Nehid Dola Boy Rabbi Kiva Maase Rabbi Maase Zuta Boy. Then the Gemara says, Megadef, what's the Maase Zuta? The Gemara says, Akim Asfas of Havi Maase. That's the Gemara. Then the Gemara continues to quote a Tosefta Perek Yud in Sanhedrin, right in the back of the Gemara. Tosefta Perek Yud in Sanhedrin says, one is only Chayav, in order to be Chayav, Chatos, in order to, Oivir Avid Izor, B'mezid, B'hasro, Chayav Nisi. So one can be Chayav Misa for Dibur. He says, let's say he says in front of the Avodah Zarah, Eliyato. So that's Ovid Avodah Zarah. Like Bnei Yisrael said, Eila Lehechi Yisrael Shaluchem Eretz Mitzrayim. So then one ends up in the Pasuk. One is Eliyato in front of the Avodah Zarah. It's Chayav Misa. I say Bo Maisa, it's only Dibur. There's no requirement for Yesh Bo Maisa in order to be Chayav Misa. You only need Yesh Bo Maisa for Chatos, and you need Yesh Bo Maisa for Malkus. And we're going to see in a minute, it's not necessarily identical. The Ramban and the Mohammed says that the definition of Yesh Bo Maaseh for Chatos, Yesh Bo Maaseh for Malkus, are not the same. But when you get to Misa, there's no need Bechlal for Yesh Bo Maaseh. So the Brisa says, this Tosefta says in Perek Yud, one is Arbid Abid is Arbid Meizid, the Yed of the Masra is Chayv Misa, Kidarka and Shaloi Kidarka, and it says Eliyato is Chayv Misa. But then it says in the Tosefta to be Pavol in your carbon, but Benegir to be Chayv carbon. So it says what's quoted here in the Gemara: Avol in your carbon, ain't a Chayv Aladav Sheyesh Bo Maase Kigon Zibor Kitam Nisa Chishtachva. You have to have a Maase. So the Tosefta mentions Chishtachva. So the Gemara raised the question: Chishtachva is that considered Yesh Bo Maase or Ein Bo Maase? So Rabbi Yechanan says, of course it's Yesh Bo Maase. What's the shame? Of course it's Yesh Bo Maase. Rabbi Akiva's opinion is, in the first Mishnah increases, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that in order to be Chayv Chatos, you don't need Yesh Bo Maase. So this Tosefta in our Mesichas Sanhedrin Perek Yud, that says, Avol in your carbon ain't okay, that benegat the carbon, you need Yesh Bo Maase. That's against Rabbi Akiva, that's the Shitas Chachamim, that you need Yesh Bo Maase. And then the Tosefta says, Kigon, אין הקייב חטא, עושה לו דובר שיש בו מייסה גון זיבור, קיטן ניסוך השתחבו. אז אבי שישתחבו, אז יש בו מייסה. אפילו עלי בדרבונן. Where is the מייסה? Of course. המייסה השתחבו, he's bowing down, that's the המייסה. And then Rish Lakish denies that, he says no. He thinks that this Tosefta is only Ali with Rabbi Akiva. Ibe Rabbi Akiva holds, in order to be Chayav Chatas, you don't need a Maaseh. So Rish Lakish says, not true. Rabbi Akiva also requires Yeshba Maaseh. He holds that Maaseh Zuta is enough. You don't need Maaseh Rabbi, Maaseh Zuta is enough. And what Maaseh Zuta do you have in Megadev? Akim Esfasayim is a Maaseh Zuta. And here there's also Hashtachvoyot. Amar Rish Lakish, Mantan Hashtachvoy Rabbi Akiva. There will not be a Maaseh. You don't need a Maaseh Rabbi, Maaseh Zuta is enough. So why is Hashtachvoy Maaseh Zuta? We pass on like Rabbi Yechon. Hashtachvoy, Yeshbo Maaseh. What's the problem? Dibur is Eimbo Maaseh. Whenever you talk about a lot, Sheimbo Maaseh, so you say Dibur is Eimbo Maaseh. He's just talking. But when a person bows down in front of an Abba, of course Yeshbo Maaseh. We pass on like Rabbi Yechon. Hashtachvoy, Yeshbo Maaseh. How does Rish Lakish translate? How does Rish Lakish define Yeshbo Maaseh? So apparently the Pasha Pshad Rish Lakish holds that Maaseh means when you do something to something else. When I just fold over my body, I wave my arms and I fold over my body and I bow down, I'm just doing with my body, I'm not doing with some other object. So that's, by definition, he holds it, that's not called Maaseh. When I speak, why is it Eimbo Maaseh? Not because we divide all human activities into three categories, Machshava, Dibur, Maaseh. And Dibur is not the same as Maaseh, like Machshava is not the same as Maaseh. No, that's what Rabbi Yechonon holds. Rish Lakish says, no, Dibur is also Yeshba Maaseh, but it's a lower level of Maaseh. And the higher level of Maaseh would be if you do a Maaseh to some object. I take a stick, let's say Zibuach. I take a knife and I shech the behemoth in front of the Avodah Zarah. Haktorah, I burn something in front of the Avodah Zarah. Nisach, I'm pouring wine for the Avodah Zarah. So then I get a pu'ula to some outside object. But Hishtachvah, I just bow down myself, I fold over my body. And I'm not doing a pu'ula to some other thing. That's equivalent to Rish Lakish also. Hishtachvah is the equivalent of Dibur. That he's doing a maaseh just begufa without some kli, without using any object, any outside object. So Rish Lakish holds that Tosefta in Sanhedrin that says ein achayiv chat the selo davar sheyesh bo maaseh is the original statement is bein l'Rabbi Akiva bein l'Rabban. Rabbi Akiva in the opening Mishnah Kriyas also requires yesh bo maaseh in order to be chayiv chat. I azoptach that megadif is chayiv chat. He holds Megadif is a Maaseh Zuta. And this Tosefta that continues to say, Kigon, what are the examples of Yeshba Maaseh that Yechayv Chad is Buach, Kitun Nisach Ishtafwa? That's Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. Aliba de Rabbon and Ishtafwa is Eimbo Maaseh. Because it's only a Maaseh Zuta, it's not a Maaseh Rab. That's how the Gemara puts it together. So then towards the bottom of the Yomud, the Gemara raises a question. The Rabbi Yechonon, the last three lines, Rabbi Yechonon holds that when the Tosefta and Sanhedrin, Rabbi Yechonon learned the Poshup Shat in the opening Mishnah increases, that the Machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Achachamim by Megadev, whether Yechayev Chatos or not, they both agree Megadev is Chayev Koris, the Nezid, and the argument whether Megadev B'Shergig is Chayev Chatos is whether you need Yeshba Maaseh, you don't need Yeshba Maaseh to be Chayev Chatos. Rabbi Akiva denies the whole klal, not that he holds it's enough with the Maaseh Zuta. He denies the whole klal, you don't need Yeshba Maaseh. So Memele Rabbi Yechonon holds that this Tosefta and Sanhedrin that says to be Chayev Misa Mitam Avir Abir Zor, even only Eliyato, Eimbo Maaseh, is Chayev Misa, because you don't need Yeshba Maaseh for Misa. But no, Avalin, Korban, Enukin, Enechayev Korban, Aldavish, Yeshba Maaseh, yeah. So that statement is the like Rabbi Akiva. So when it continues to say Hishtachvoy, it means Hishtachvoy is a Yeshba Maaseh Ali B'Derabbanon. Hishtachvoy is a Maaseh Ali B'Derabbanon. So Frek B'Gemara, for Rabbi Yechonon, how does Rabbi Yechonon understand the difference between Hishtachvoy and Megadev? Rish Lakish equates the two. Rish Lakish says Megadev is a Maaseh Zuta, not a Maaseh Rabba. And Hishtachvoy is a Maaseh Zuta, not a Maaseh Rabba. It means a Maaseh where I'm not using any outside object. The whole Maaseh is done by Gufi, Ishtachvah, I bow down. And Dibur, I move my lips. So in both cases, it's a Maaseh Zuta, I'm not using an outside thing. And that's and Rish Lakish holds, that is the Nekudas HaMachleis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabban. But Rabbi Yechonon says, not true. The Rabbi Akiva denies the whole klal. You don't need Yeshba Maaseh. And Dibur, Megadik is called Eimbo Maaseh at all. It's not even a Maaseh Zuta. And Ishtachvah is a bona fide Maaseh, Aliba de Rabban. So Trek Vigimara, how does he explain that? How do we understand that?
So the answer, we know the answer. The answer is Pashut. But the Tilma Gemara is going to come to the end. The answer is Pashut. We divide all human activities into three categories, Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa. And Dibur is not the same as Maisa. Dibur is not. Dibur is something different from Maisa. But that's the Gemara's Kasha in the beginning. Frag the Gemara, but Rabbi Yechanan, how does he split between these two, which Rish Lakish equated? Rish Lakish made an equation between Megadeh, Vakima Swasayim, and Ishtachvoya, that in both cases you're doing a Maisa B'guf Adam without using any outside kli, any outside object. Maishna the Kvifus Kamasla Rabban Havi Maisa, Kimaswasa Lo Havi Maisa. How does he break down Rish Lakish's equation? Why is there a difference between the two? So Gemara is going to finally answer that Machshava Dibur Maisa. The Dibur is not the same as Maisa Veispendach. But till the Gemara comes to that conclusion, so they first give a different suggestion. So first the Gemara says, Omar Rav, Shiny Megadeh. The Chachamim in the first Mishnah increases. Disagree with Rabbi Akiva by Megadeh. Why? Because it's Ebo Maisa. So they hold that the Avera, this is how the Chidushi Haran, Rashi over here is a little difficult, and Tosfos also is not so happy with the Rashi. So the Chidush Aran picks up on the Tosfos and he polishes it up like this. The Gemara says, in the famous Gemara at the end of the first Perek in Kedushin, that by Yisrael, a Machshav Aroh, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzar for L'maisa. By Yisrael, a Machshav Aroh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzar for L'maisa. But by Yisrael, there is sometimes a Machshav Aroh, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes, just on the Machshav Aroh. That Machshav is Avodah Zarah. Mark quotes a pasuk. Yisrael believe him. So that's what the Chidush Aran quotes, that Gemara Kedushin with that pasuk. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, even if a person has Hihuri Avodah Zarah, b'machshavtoi, that itself constitutes the Avera of Avodah Zarah. Even if lo yelech alehim acherim al panah is violated by thinking a person thinks beliboy, that there's more than one Elohim, so that itself is the violation of the Avera of Avodah Zarah, even before he starts to be Mishtachdom, before he says Eliyata and everything else. The Machshavas Avodah Zarah is already a violation of Avodah Zarah. So the Chidush Aran interprets in the last line on Samachem and Aleph, Shaini Megadeth, all the Yeshta Melech Megadeth is also a branch of Avodah Zarah. Megadeth is not exactly a branch. If a person does Avodah Zarah, Megadeth, Behelem, Echad, Chayt, Shtei, Chatois, according to Rabbi Akiva. According to the Chachamim, Megadeth is not Chayt, Chatois at all. Because they are mice. According to Rabbi Akiva, the Megadeth is Chayt, Chatois, that's listed as two different Averas. That you Chayt all 36 Chatois, one for Megadeth and one for Avodah Zarah. And one for Moilach, that's how the Gemara said, Moilach lab Avodah Zarah, because the Mishnah lists off Moilach and Noibin Avodah Zarah. It's two separate things. You see, it's not a repeat of the same Aver. So Megadeth is one Aver, Avodah Zarah is another Aver, Moilach is the third Aver. So it's slightly different. But basically, it's a branch of the Din of Avodah Zarah. So the Chidush Aran assumes that just like the Gemara said in Kiddush, and Amant Fos is B'nai Sol B'libom, the Pasuk says, B'nai Avodah Zarah B'liboy, that's the full Avera. Bezen is not going to give an Einish Misa for a Hirhuri Avera, but Koreh, the Bezen Shalmaila can give Koreh for that. So you're talking over here why did the Chachamim hold the Megadef is not Chayiv Chatos? So they say Ein Bo Maisa. Why is it Ein Bo Maisa? But Rish Lakish made an equation between Ishtachvoya and Dibur. So first the Gemara's final answer is going to be no, Machshava Dibur Maisa, that Dibur is not called Maisa. But first the Gemara thought Rish Lakish's equation is correct. But they say no, a different word. Just like Avodah Zarah Belev constitutes the Avera with respect to Koreh, so Megadeth Belev also constitutes the Avera. So even, and Belev is Avadeh Maisa, and Avera B'machshava, that you're not Chayv Chatos for. That for sure you're not Chayv Chatos for. So even if the person is Megadeth Pepeh, he didn't have to have been Megadeth Pepeh. If he would have been Megadeth Machshavta, he would have also been Chayv Koreh. The Bezer Shalmata wouldn't give an Oynish Misa for Megadeth Belev, but the Bezer Shalmata could give an Oynish Koreh for Megadeth Belev. The Matfos is B'nai Yisrael Belev. So that's what the Gemara answered. Shiny Megadeth, the Chachomim, the Rebbe Akiva hold. According to Rabbi Yechanan, that Hishtachvoya is called Yesh Bo Maisa and Yechayv Chatos. And Dibur is Ein Bo Maisa? No, Dibur is also Yesh Bo Maisa. Dibur is the Zelba Maisa like Yishtachba is Yesh Bo Maisa. But Shiny Megadeth is a different story because Megadeth Belev is like Avodah Zarah Belev. So it's really Lo Malav Lo Mer, whether he does the Dibur, he doesn't do the Dibur, the Zelba Masavere. So that's why the Mishnah quotes the Chachamim Rebbe Akiva, that's called Ein Bo Maisa. Craig the Gemara, but that special explanation that you, Robert, just gave, That only applies to Megadev. There are many other averes that a person can violate bedibur, and we have a brisa that says that all averes done bedibur are called ein bo maisa and yinat chayiv chatos. That's this Torah's klihani. Masiv Rab Zeira on the top line of Samachim Beis. So Rashi and Taisus explain. This Torah's klihani and this brisa is discussing exactly who is chayiv chatos. Chayiv chatos is for a person who does an aver b'shoigei. Which aver he ate? Chazer b'shoigei? He spoke Lashon Hara b'shoigei? What did he do b'shoigei? He gambled b'shoigei? So it says no. Only an aver chamura. So how chomer is it? So let's say he did an aver b'shoigei, which if he would have done it b'mezit, he would have been chayiv misa, he does it b'shoigei. So the Gemara had the Torah's kohanim, the Sifra, the Brisa and the Sifra, had a havamina, that anything that's dono miso is shigigosar chatos. Still the Taras Kahanim, the Sifra finally comes to the maskana that that is not correct. But you have people who, if they do the aver b'mezid, there's miso. If they do it b'mezid b'li haswa, there's no chorus. The kalalov v'imoy, there's no chorus. What else? Makrov v'imoy, there's miso and there's no chorus. You have cases where there's miso and there's no chorus. You have cases where there's chorus and there's no miso. Bo'alachoso. There's chorus and there's no misa. That's a chel of a dam. One eats chametz and pesach. Eat on Yom Kippur. A malach on Yom Kippur. All these averes. There's an einish chorus b'mezid, but there's never any misa. There's only malchus. So we don't have any rule. We don't have any rule about the relationship between misa and chorus. Sometimes you have misa. There's no chorus. Sometimes you have chorus and there's no misa. So the Torah's Kohanim had a havamina. We mentioned, I think, 2 weeks ago, that Rashi in a few places in Shas writes that. Such a statement. Kol shez dono misa, shigigosa chatos. So the Achranim point out that that's not accurate. That's not fully correct. That was the havamin of the Torah's Kohanim. El Maskan is not true. The rule is kol shez dono kores, is shigigosa chatos. Not kol shez dono misa, shigigosa chatos. But now we're working with the havamin. So the havamin was that Eidim Zaymanim Avmin was a whole list of people. Who is it? Eidim Zaymimi, Mikala, Tesis quotes it, Mikala Lovi V'ima, Mesin to Midiach V'novi HaSheker. The Tesis Hoyle, Hoyle V'yeshnam V'kol. So they quote the full Havamin. All of these people, Mesin to Midiach V'novi HaSheker, Mikala Lovi V'ima, and Eidim Zaymimi, all these people get Niso, but you don't have any pasuk anywhere, Chumash Atechayif Koris. If they do the mezid, the avera, you don't have a pasuk that the chayiv chorus. Ovid Ovid is Zoris chorus, but not mezid semidiyah. Mezid semidiyah is miso, but there's no chorus. So the Torah's Kohanim had a havamina, maybe all of them, same thing, maka ovid v'imoy, also was a havamina in the Torah's Kohanim. So first the Torah's Kohanim chisels off one at a time. So it says a whole lump, or a whole bunch altogether. Maybe all of these people, Eidim Zaymimi, Mikala Lov V'ima, Mesis, Mediach, Novi Asheka, these five, if they do the Aver the Mesid, there's Misa, maybe if they'll do it, B'Shoigi, there should be a Chi of Chatos. So Talmud Leimar, no, that you have to have Yesh Bo Maisa. In order to be Chayv Chatos, you have to have Yesh Bo Maisa. So knock yourself all five. But then maybe Maka Ovi V'ima is the Yesh Bo Maisa. He beats up his parents. Maka Ovi V'ima is Yesh Bo Maisa. And it's Dono Misos, and maybe should be Shikigosa Chatos. So the Torah's kind of quotes, no, Haposik, no. It doesn't depend on Dono Misos, it depends on Dono Koris. So that's how we knocked off even Maka Ovi V'ima. But before you get to that, Havamina, the first Havamina was to knock off all of these. First Havamina was, culture is Dono Misos, and all of these people are Zdona Misa. Mikala Lo Vivima, Mesis Mediach, Nabi Asheker, Edim Zanimim, all five. So with one Yalfusa, the Taras Kohanim knocks them all off because it's Eimbo Maisa. So Freg the Gemara, but you just said now, Liba the Rabbi Yochanan, we just said now, Reish Lakish made an equation. Reish Lakish holds that Hishtakavoya is the same as Amira. Ishtachwa is same as Megadev. So, well, what's the status? That it's a machlekes Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Kiva holds that a Maisa Zuta is enough to be Chayiv Chatos, and a Chacham holds that you need a Maisa Rabbi. Why is it a Maisa Zuta? Because he doesn't do a Maisa with any outside object. He just does Begufo. And that's the same Ishtachvoyo. And Megadev are the same. They just do a Maisa Begufo without any outside object. So the Gemara thought so far that Rabbi Yochanan is masking with the equation of Reish Lakish, but Rabbi Yochanan holds that They're both considered Yeshva Maisa. Hishtachroya is Yeshva Maisa. He doesn't distinguish Maisa. Rabbi Maisa, Zutta, they're both Maisa. I say, how do you explain the Chachamim Shita in the Mishnah, in first Mishnah increases? So why did the Rabban and the Rabbi Kiva say, Megade is not Chayev Chatos? So Omar Rabban, no, it's a different story. Shani Megade, if it would have been Megade for Machshove, Matos is Bnei Yisrael believe on Megade for Machshove is like Ebed Abed Ezor for Machshove. It's also Chayev Koris. So even though he happened to be Megadeh if Ayide Amira, which is a Maisa, same as the Shtachwa is a Maisa, Amira is a Maisa, so that's why the Rabbanu hold that you're not Chayiv Chatzis over there, because the same Avera could have been done without the Maisa Amira. Could have done the Avera Megadeh Beliboy and also been Chayiv Chatzis. So you can't say on such an Avera Beliboy that you're Chayiv Chatzis. Now the Gemara says, Moshe Rab Zera, how can you say that that's the reason why the Chachamim hold that Megadeh Zema Maisa is because Laman Tvos is Bnei Yisrael Belibom. But it says in this Torah's Kohanim that we knocked off all the five people of Asachas. Edom Zemimim, Mesis, Mediach, Novi Asheker, and who else? And the Kala Lavavim. So they can't be Belay. The only one who is Belay is Megadeh. Laman Tvos is Bnei Yisrael Belibom. Edom Zemimim Belay. So how the Bezman's going to have Roch HaKadosh to know what they said? Mesis, Mediach, Belay. What the... How are they going to communicate belief? Mesim Midiach, you have to talk. Mikal Lavima, belief is Chayiv Misa. It's not Chayiv Koris. So what are you going to say? It's Chayiv Misa. There's no Avera belief. All of these are only Ayde Dibur. Edim Zemimin, Mesis Midiach, Novi Asheka belief. All of these have to be declared. So if you're telling me, if Rava is telling me, that basically Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Reish Lakish, that there's an equation, the equation is correct. The final answer is going to be equation is not true. We know that it's Machshava Dibra Maisa, and Dibra is not Maisa, Dibra is Ein Bo Maisa. But first the Gemara thought, like Reish Lakish's equation, that Megadeif is the same kind of a Maisa as Mishtach Roy. Whereas Reish Lakish shows that they're both Maisa Zuta, because you're not doing a Maisa with an object, Rabbi Yochanan holds, they're both Maisa. Aisa, why did the Rabbanu say there's no Chatos? So Rabbi came up with a new Einfall because Megadeth Belev is the Zelba Masaver is Megadeth Bepeh, and Belev is not going to be a Chil Chatz. It doesn't fit into the Braisa. Masa Rab Zeri, Yotzu Edim Zemimim, and that's the whole Braisa, Yotzu Edim Zemimim, plus Mekalalov Vima, plus Mesis Midech Navi Asheka, or the whole five people. Why? You can't say over here Belay. There has to be Bediba.
Kovish is Misa B'Day Shemayim, but
there's no Misa's Bezin. Here the Havamina of the Torah's Kohanim was, this Sifra, Havamina was that Kosh's Dona Misa is Shigigosa Chatos. Novi Asheker is Misa. All these five, Edim Zemimim, Novi Asheker, Mikalalov, Ima, Mesis, Medil, all five have Misa. So the Havamina was, Kosh's Dona Misa is Shigigosa Chatos. So that's the Gemara's kasha. You can't say it like that. So the Gemara says no. And for the Gemara, here's the shaila what the girs is on the next line. Tosis has two girses. One girs is Amar Rav Shaydi Em Zemim Mehol B'Yeshna Mekol. And Tosis has the other girs is Shaydi Megadev Hol B'Yeshna Mekol. So let's go to the simple girs of what Tosis. Tosis has the other girs. El Amar Rav, the Gemara says. And the last line on Amar Aleph, we had a kasha. Rabbi, keep on reviewing the same kasha. Reish Lakish made an equation between Megadeth and Ishtachroya, and he claimed that both are Maisa Zuta, and only Rabbi Kiva holds Maisa Zuta is enough, but like the Rabbana, Maisa Zuta and Abchai Chat. So, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with that equation? So first version of Rav on the bottom line, Amar Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan is masking with the equation. But he doesn't hold from the Maisa Zuta story, holds that it's a Maisa, and Megadeth is a new reason. But then the Gemara logs it up, that's not correct. So now it should say, Elo Omar Rava. No, what Rava really meant to say on the bottom of Amar Aleph is not Shaina Megadeth Hol B'Yeshna Belay, cross it out. Shaina Megadeth Hol B'Yeshna Bekol, that was the answer we all knew all along. There's Machshava Dibra Maisa, and Dibra is not the same as Maisa, Dibra is called Eimah Maisa. Sure, that's the answer. That's the answer. The Rabbi Yochanan breaks down the equation. Reish Lakish holds that there's an equation between Dibur, Akimas Vasayim is a Maisa, Nishtachvoy is the Zelda Mos Maisa, the same kind of Maisa, namely a Maisa without any outside object. Rabbi Yochanan said it's not the same. And Reish Lakish says they're both the same. It's a Maisa Zuta, it's not a Maisa Rabbi, because you're not doing a Maisa with something, to something, on something. And Rabbi Yochanan breaks down the equation. He said it's not true. Nishtachvoy is a Maisa, 100% bona fide Maisa, and Dibur is not. Machshava Dibur Maisa, Dibur is not the same. That's the final answer. That's the simple gears in the Gemara. Freg the Gemara Akasha. The call the Rabbi Yochanan, Lav Maisa Hu. Freg the Gemara, what you said is good in the Torah's Kohanim. That was Mamayit, five Averis, Shezdona Misa, who were the five? Rabbi Asheka, Mikala Lavim, Amesis, Medich, and Edim Zemimim. That all five are Idei Amira, all five are Idei Dibur, and all five are Zdonom Miso, not Zdonom Korsa. The Avminu has Zdonom Miso is enough to be Mechayiv Chatos. And the Maskana was, maybe that's true, but these five are not Chayiv Chatos because it's only Dibur. And then the next line in the Torah's Kanim says, and what about Makriyot Vima, does Chanyah Maisa on an object, he beats up his parents, he causes them to bleed. So the Torah's Kanim finally gives the concluding answer, that it doesn't depend on Zdona Misa, it depends on Zdona Koros. Fine, that's the final answer, the final maskan. But Freg the Gemara, at this point, you exclude all five, Edim Zemimim, Mikarol Avivimai, and all these people, because Einbo Maisa, Freg the Gemara, why is Edim Zemimim Einbo Maisa? It should depend on the Machlekes of Yechanan Reish Lakish. There is a din in order to be Chayev Malkis, it has to be Dumi Delav de Hasima. We explained already many times, the Gemara has in the beginning of Yivamis, and Machlekes HaTanam, where they darshan smuchim. You have two dinim in the same pasuk, that's called a hekesh. So you assume there must be some connection between the first din and the second din. You have two dinim, the two psukim that are adjacent to each other, that's a Machlekes HaTanam, whether that's the same as a hekesh or not. Smuchim, two different psukim, one next to the other. So the Gemara says in Mishneh Torah, Chumash Devarim, all the Tanam agree that you do darshan smuchim, and we have many, many famous drushes based on smuchim, one pasuk next to the other. So one of the many famous psukim, one of the many, many famous drushes is this, that how do you know who, what's the rule, who gets malchus? So the pasuk says, Hayon bin Akos HaRasha, if the Rasha deserves malchus, then he peel Hashem with the call of fun of the given malchus, but it doesn't say, if he deserves Malkus, which Rasha deserves Malkus? Whoever you don't like, you call him a Rasha, he deserves Malkus. So it's unclear. So all the Tanoim say no. But this Pasuk appears next to the Pasuk of Lasachm Shor Bedishoy. And Chumash Dvar Midarshan Tmuchim. So that's how we establish any Aver which is similar to Lasachm Shor Bedishoy, Dumi Delav De Hasima with the Sama. Lasachm Shor Bedishoy gets Malkus. If not Dumi Delav De Hasima, you don't get Malkus. So now the Machlekes HaTanoim begins. So what is similar to Lav De Hasima? So there's the Machlekes HaTanaim. Maybe you should say that a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa is not similar to Losachs M'shor B'dishu. So that's a Machlekes Rabbi Yudin Rabban. Machlekes HaTanaim in Shvuas and in Makkos, where the Lav She'ein Bo Maisa is considered not Dumi the Lav De Hasima, it is Dumi the Lav De Hasima. Machlekes. Then it's a Machlekes, Tosis quotes here. And Samachem and Beidim and Master Reish Lakish Omer, they tell you, look, in Shvuas Dav Chof Aleph, it's a Machlekes of Yechon Reish Lakish, which Tana to Paskan like? Should you paskin like the Tana who holds Lav She'ein Bo Maisa is loikim, or like the Tana Lav She'ein Bo Maisa ain't loikim? Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. But this Gemara is going to be on the assumption, we're working here on the assumption the way we paskin la'alocha, that Lav She'ein Bo Maisa ain't loikim, that you don't get Malkus. It happens Reish Lakish is the one who disagrees with them. Reish Lakish happens to paskin like the other Tana, that Lav She'ein Bo Maisa is yet loikim olav. But over here, he's not talking l'fishita satzma. Reish Lakish on Rapata. Reish Lakish says, if the person violates Losachs M'shor B'disho, Amanik B'Kalayim, Chasama B'Kol, V'Hin Higa B'Kol. Here, the Behemah is about, Behemah is doing work, threshing, is doing the disha, and then the Behemah is going to nibble part of the Tvua, so the Baal Behemah screams at the Behemah gets scared, so she stops nibbling. So he accomplished Losachs M'shor B'disho, he muzzled the animal without putting on a muzzle, he just screamed at the animal got petrified. So she did the work without eating. She knows whenever she's going to start eating, the balabas is going to start screaming. She doesn't want to get screamed at. So that's a machlekes of Yechon Reish Lakish or Hin Higa B'Kol. Hamanik B'Kilayim, it says, you're not allowed to have a Shor V'Chamor pull a wagon where you're riding on it, you're not allowed to have Shavah Hamar pull a plow or do any malacha together. So that's if I'm sitting on the wagon and I whip the Shavah Hamar and I make them go. What if the Shavah Hamar are tied up together and I whistle at them and I scream at them that they should go, and they go. They go based on Dibur. I didn't touch them. I didn't throw a whip. I didn't hit them. I had no physical contact. I just screamed at them. And they're so trained that they know whenever I speak benachas, whatever, it doesn't have to be screaming. I speak benachas. I train them that whenever I tell them they have to go, they got to go. So they go. So is that called the lav sheish b'maisa? Is that called the lav sheim b'maisa? So a shlokish personal sheep is that you're loik on a lav sheim b'maisa anyway, so it doesn't make a difference. But here Tosis points out he's not talking lefi shita satsma. He's talking lefi maide kaimel on ma'alocha that a lav sheim b'maisa is a loik in ma'alocha. So would you consider this Yesh Mamaisa or Eina Maisa? So that's a Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says Chayiv, and Reish Lakish says Potter. So Tosis says, before you go any further, Tosis says, what does this mean? Why does Rabbi Yochanan hold that Chasama Bekol Behenigah Bekol is like it, that it's called Lav Sheish Mamaisa? What do you mean? That Dibur is called Maisa? No, we know Dibur is not a Maisa. We just finished that. We just... Shengendik, that sugi. We just came to the conclusion that Amira is called Ema Maisa. There's Machshava Diba Maisa. Shlokish made that strange equation. Shlokish made an equation that he gave to Chatos. He said that Hishtachavoya equals Megadev, Mishtachavoya equals Megadev. In both cases, it's the Maisa Zuta, because you're doing a Maisa Begufa without using some outside object. You're not doing a Maisa to anything, with anything, on anything. Just doing your own goof. So he calls that a Maisa Zuta. And we don't accept that. Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, the din is like Rabbi Yochanan. That's called, that Dibur is not called Maise. And in Hishtachroya is a full Maise. It's not a Maise Zuta. So we say that Dibur is not called Maise. So what's Takapshat in this Gemara? Hasam of the Kob and Hidu the Kob. Rabbi Yochanan Mechai, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says in Yivamis, in Acholetz. In the many, many disputes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, when they voted in the later generations, so the overwhelming majority of the Amoraim always agreed with Rabbi Yochanan, except for three cases that we passed like Reish Lakish. One is the first daf in Acholetz, and the Gemara quotes the other two there. The three cases where we passed like Reish Lakish. This is not one of them, so the din is like Rabbi Yochanan. So how can that be understood? Why does Rabbi Yochanan hold that Dibur is called Yesh B'Maisa, but we always hold Dibur as Eima Maisa? So Tosis tells you to look in the Gemara and Tmura. The Tosis holds the Yesh B'Maisa. So they quote, it says over here, it's a Makas daf Tezayin, and on the side it says it's a mistake, it's not in Makas anywhere, it's in Tmura daf Gimel Amud Beis. Rabbi Yochanan quotes the memra and the name of one of the Tanoim, that a lav she yesh bo maisa, loikem olav, lav she ima maisa, loikem olav, but there were, he quotes a braisa, that there were three exceptions to the rule. Chutz bin nishba meim mekal chaver b'shem. The one who swears a shvua sheker, one who swears a shvua sheker, let's say what's a shvua sheker? I don't know. What's an example? He swears somebody asked if the tape recorder working. Someone left it. I say, yeah, the tape recorder is working. Then it turns out it's not working at all. A shvua sheker. Okay. If I swear that I am a woman, that's a shvua shov. That's a different thing. Everybody knows that it's not so. But if I swear something that the person doesn't know, I fool him into believing that it's so. Shvua shov means like there's no room even to fool him into believing. Stop. I swear that the sun is shining now. You look at the windows, you see the sun is not shining? So that's a shvua shov. Shvua shov is whether it's true or it's not true. I swear that it's the sun is shining, it's not true. I swear that it's nighttime now. Everybody knows that it's nighttime. It's not a secret that it's nighttime. So whether I swear that it's daytime, I swear that it's nighttime, either way is a shvua shov. And a shvua shek is something that's not public knowledge. Someone left a tape recorder, they want to know, is it running? I say, yeah, it's running. I swear that it's running. Then it turns out I told a lie. So that's a shvua shek. So if a person swears a shvua sheker, despite the Rabbi Yochanan says, despite the fact that it should really be a lav she'ein bo maisa, the aver was done like the amirin, and machshava diba maisa, dibur is not the same as maisa. Nonetheless, there's a pasuk that's an exception to the rule. O mekal chaver b'shem, somebody curses someone else and is in violation of the lav loisakal cheresh, so it should also be considered a lav she'ein bo maisa. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk that's also an exception to the rule. That even though it's lav shem and maisa loik mov. And the third exception, the Brisa says there are three exceptions to the rule. Tmura. Somebody has a korban and he says, on a behemas chulin, and he changes his mind. He's the bala korban. He's not bekovedik. He was magdash a korban, is too skinny, shvach, sickly. He wants to do better, bigger and better. He takes a big fat behemoth So the Chumash says it doesn't make a difference whether he's getting better, he's getting worse, whether he's substituting a balmum instead of a behemoth tmim or a tmim instead of a balmum. In any case, it's an avera that you're not allowed to say harezu tachazu. It's a violation of tmura. How does he do the tmura? He just does ayedei dibur, just ayedei amira. He says harezu, harei behemoth kulin zu tachas behemoth kachim zu. So the Torah says vahoyu smarasi yekod. So the Gemara, so the first Mishnah says in tmura that if you say harezu tachazu, it's an avera, and he sofik is harbon, he gets malchus. So the Brisa says there in tmura that that's the third exception to the rule. Even though these three averes, nishba, shva sheker, shva shav, both cases, shva sheker, shva shav, there's malchus on both. That's even though it's aimbo maisa, you get malchus, nishba. And then the kalach aver b'shem, even though it's aimbo maisa, you get malchus. And then the third exception is the one that appears there in the Mishnah, tmura. The one gets malchus for doing tmura, sofik is harbon. So comes Rabbi Yechanan in the Gemara in tmura, dav gimu, dav dalal amin aleph, and he says, loy tisni meimah. Rabbi Yechanan tells the Tana means the Amora who is reciting the Brice and the Beis HaMedrash, so he says, Loi tisni meimer. Cross out the word Tamura, that's not an exception to the rule. Tamura is a lav sheyesh ba maisa. Nishba, shua shav, shua sheker. Or if the person, let's say, is mekalach haver b'shem, the taka bona fide lav sheyesh ba maisa, and notwithstanding the fact that it's ein bo maisa, you give him malchus. That's a gzeres hakosu. But Tamura is not based on exeris hakosav. There is no pasuk. The Tanaim knew it on their own that it's a lav sheyesh bo maisa. How is it a lav sheyesh bo maisa? So he explains because b'diburay oved maisa, b'diburay stavid maisa. What does it mean when he says harezu tachazu? It takes effect. The Chumash says v'hayuhu smarasi yer kodesh. The original kodesh remains kodesh. You can't switch off unless as a mum you can be poyder. But if it doesn't have a mum, you can't be poyder. And even if it does have a mum, he didn't say I'm poyder. I want to be paid at this one instead of that. He doesn't say paid. He says, harezu tachazu. He's not making pinyon, he's making tmura. So he's making tmura. So that's the statement of harezu tachazu is an avera. And the Chumash says, v'hayuhu smarasi yakodesh. Rabbi Yechanan says that since the tmura is chal, since it's nitvas, so that's called yeshbo maisa. The fact that it brings about a result, brings about a chaloy, so to speak. So therefore it's called yeshbo maisa. That's what it says there in the Gemara. So there's an interesting Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Tmura quotes that Mishnah in Tmura, that one of those Tmura is loike, and then the Rambam gives you the rule, and this is one of the three exceptions to the rule, that the rule is a lav shema maisa in loike molav, and an avera that's violated like the amira, the dibur is considered a lav shema maisa, and there are three exceptions to the rule, nishba meim lekal chaver b'shem. So all the noise said, Kelem esk on the Rambam, but Rabbi Yechanan corrected the Brice. They said, you crossed out the Tmura, because Tmura does not have a Pasuk. Only Nishba has a Pasuk. He says, Ki lo inaka Hashem, Esa, Shisa, Shmoy, Lashol, Bezun shal maila im menakam osa, but Bezun shal mata, Malkin osa, menakam osa. So the Gemara learns out in the Pasuk that there's Malkin by Shvo Sheker. By Shvo Shav, Lashisa, Shem, Kecha, Lashol, Ki lo inaka Hashem, Esa, Shisa, Shmoy, Lashol. So the Gemara says, why do you say Lashol, Lashol, Trezimni? Why do I say twice? The many will lashav, the many will lasheker. So the second time that it says kiloy naka Hashem esli shishma lashav, second time doesn't really mean lashav, means lasheker. So the pasuk speaks about shvua sheker as well as shvua shav, and it says kiloy naka Hashem means the bezel shal ma'ila will never be menaka. Abul, but the implication is abul bezel shal mata malkinosa menakinosa, because we know that bezel shal mata it says v'nik lachicha le'enecha, says in the Mishnah in Makis that when the bezel gives malkis, so after they administer the malchus, so the fellow becomes kosher ladies, provided that he does tshuva. If he doesn't do tshuva, he doesn't become kosher ladies. But if he does tshuva alone, let's say Bezin made a gemar din lemalchus and he does tshuva, he already did tshuva years ago. And now they caught him and they're going to make a gemar din lemalchus. So once they made a gemar din, even though he already did tshuva on the Avera years ago, when they make a gemar din lemalchus, he's called Russia. Whoever's chayv nisa, let's say someone was mechal Shabbos b'mezid, and then 10 years ago, and he did tshuva 100 times over, and now he's absolutely a Shem Hashem. He's not tzaddik. He's not a Rosh, he's kosher ladies. But then when the Edom come, even 25 years later, the Edom come, and he says, yeah, the Edom testified, they gave him hasra, so there's no statute of limitations. They can give the Eidish Misa even after he became a tzaddik, even 25 years later. He already did tshuva 100 times over. they're still going to make a Gemar Din L'misa. The minute they make a Gemar Din L'misa, it becomes a Rasha. It becomes Pasleta, so it's Ashehu Rasha Lamus. The fact that he did Shul 1,000 times, that was good just for the Shem Rasha that was caused by the Avera. But here there's a new Shem Rasha. A Gemar Din L'misa, a Gemar Din L'malkus gives a new Shem Rasha. So let's say the fellow did an Avera Sheshma Malkus, but they never made a Gemar Din L'malkus. He did it, he ate chazer once, and then he was chazer, but truly now he's strictly kosher, he'll never do it again. So he's kosher leidus, but he's kosher leidus now. But then the Yadim come, 10 years later, and they testify, the business says, we've got to give the guy malchus. So once they make a Gemar Din, they have to give malchus. They, the Bahayam bin HaKos HaRosha, they just, when the Gemar Din was made, le malchus, he just got a shame Rosha. So now it says, v'nik lochicha leinecha, kibish aloka, harek yochicha, once they're giving the malchus, so that's called Bezer Shalmata, Malkinos and Menachem Moshe. They remove the Shem Rasha. You have to have both. And the Rambam is Mefurish like that. You have to have, you should do tshuva, plus you should get the Malkus in order to remove the Shem Rasha, in order to make him kosher. So that's the Gemara's deal, kind of pasuk. That one who does Shavua Shav, or Shavua Sheker, is in violation of this pasuk, like Sisa, Lashav, Lashav. And that's how it says in Targum Onkelos on the pasuk. Targum Onkelos never gives Torah Shavua Peh, just gives Pshut Shal Mikra. Simple pshat. So the Targum Onkelos on the first one, Asishem Akechel Ashov, writes Lemargona, for nothing. And then, Kiloi Naka Hashem Esishishmal Ashov, there he writes Leshikro. So the Targum Onkelos holds that this is the Pshutu Shal Mikro of the Gemara, says Lashov, Lashov, the second time goes on Sheker, so that's called Pshutu Shal Mikro. So on these two, Shvashov, Shvashaker, so the Mashmos of the Pasuk, Loi Naka Hashem, Bezen Shal Maimo is not Menachem, Bezen Shal Mata, Malkinos and Menachem, so that's the Pasuk, that there's Malkus for Shloshav Shloshek. And then Gemara has another drasha that there's Malkus for Mekalel Chaver B'Shem. But for the Tmura, the Gemara never gives any drasha. So Rabbi Yochanan says that you don't need a drasha. It's a Svar Pshuta. Kivin the B'Diburis, Abed Maisa, that's called a Lav She'eshbo Maisa. Whenever you bring about a Halois, whenever you have an Issa Halois, something comes about. There's a result. That's called a Lav She'eshbo Maisa. But then you look in the Rambam, the Rambam quotes that there were 3 exceptions to the rule. So all the noise of Kenemis, but Rabbi Yochanan says you have to cross out Leitisni Meimer, he says to the one who recited the Braisa, to the Tana, cross out the word Tmura, it doesn't belong. It's not an exception to the rule. It fits into the rule. It's called Alav She'esh Bo Maisa. It's the Chateva Dike Rambam. So the Arsenecham, the Rambam explains, and Radalvala has the exact same Biur, but with a slightly different terminology. He has the same as the Arsenech with a brisk terminology. The way he explains it. The Rav Soloveitchik also said the same pshat. The same as the way the way Rav Alvala says it. So he says like this. This statement that Rav Yechanan said in Tzemura, that Tosfos quotes, Lotisni meimed b'dibur esavid maise, that whenever there's an Issa Chalois, whenever there's an Aver, the Torah says, don't bring about such a Chalois. So that's always labeled as a Lav She'esh Bo Maise. That's only if by definition the nature of the Avera of Tmura is not to bring about a Chalois Tmura. Is that the Avera? Let's say you have a Behemoth Hegdish and a Behemoth Chulin. And say, Harezu Tachazu, that's the Avera. So the Avera is making such a statement. And it happens that the Torah says, Aknas HaTorah, O Yehu, Smarasi Yakodesh, that remains Kodesh, and this also is Nitvas Bigdusha. That's a side fact. Or do you say, no, that is the essence of the Avera. The Avera is not to bring about a Heft, not to bring into existence a Heft of Tmur in the world. What if a person says, Harezu Tachazu, when it's not Chal? The Mishnah says that by Sibu B'Shutfim, if it's a Korban Shutfim, a Korban Sibu, it says, not Oysa Tmur. So is there an Avera or not? What if the fellow says, Harezu Tachazu, he wants to substitute the Behemoth Chul instead of the Behemoth Hegdish. Behemoth Hegdish was a Korban Sibur, a Korban Shutfim. So does he get Malkus or not? So the Rambam, it's two Lashonis in the Gemara in the beginning of Tmura. So the Rambam paskens like that Lashon, that yes, that there is Malkus. By Tzibur B'Shutfim, there is Malkus despite the fact that there's no Chalos Tmura. So that's what Yor Sameach and Rav Elbala and Rav Soloveitchik, they all say, the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan says in the Gemara, Omale, Rabbi Yochanan, Letana, he tells the one who recited this brisa, Leitisni Meimer, Tmur is not an exception to the rule. So Rabbi Yochanan was of the opinion that by Tzibur V'Shutfim, where the Tmur is not Chav, is no Aveira. Because the nature of the Aveira of making Tmur is not to make a declaration, Harezi Tachas, and not to make a statement. You can talk all you want. If it doesn't bring about a Halos, it doesn't mean anything, it's not there. The Aveira consists of in Isach Alois, if you bring about, if you bring into existence a Chefza of Tmur. So by Tziba Bishutzim was not in his Chal, so he's not there. By Korban Yofi, where the thing is Chal, so there you have an Avera. So Rabbi Yechanan says, it's in Isach Alois, don't bring about a Chefza of Tmur. So Isach Alois or Rosai. The Tmur is an exception to the rule, because basically Tmur is not in Isach Alois, it's in Isach Pulma. Where's the Pasik? We don't know. The Gemara never said the Pasik. The Gemara only tells you what's the Pasik by Nishba, what's the Pasik by Mekal Chaver, the Gemara never tells you what the Pasik is by Tmur. Rabbi Yechanan holds you didn't need a Pasik. According to the way the Raman Paskins, there has to be a Pasik or a Masera or something. Okay. I mean, we just have an oral tradition that it's so. Okay. Maybe that's where he writes
it. What would the Raman say by Pasik?
No, that's Tam Gornish. The Gemara says, you are Magdish a carbon, and I walk over and I check, I raise the tachas. So that's a glad kitlapo. That's nothing. That's not even an avera of tomorrow. I don't remember. You have to look in the Gemara. Maybe since he's part of the tzibur, he also has a shaykh. I don't know. That's a good cash. I don't remember. It's done with the Gemara talk to him.
But what is wrong with the chalais? The result is that both bein to hekesh. There's nothing wrong with that.
If
it says
zu
kazu, that would be okay. So the halas itself, there's nothing wrong with it.
No,
the halas
at that.
The wanted to remove the kedusha from the other
avera.
That's the avera. That didn't happen.
I don't know. They all understand that the avera is the bringing about of a kedusha tmura. I don't remember. You have to look in the Gemara. Maybe since he's part of the tzibur, he also has a shaykh. I don't know. That's a good cash. I don't remember. It's done with the Gemara talk to him.
But what is wrong with the chalais? The result is that both bein to hekesh. There's nothing wrong with that. If it says zu kazu, that would be okay. So the chalais itself, there's nothing wrong with it.
No, the chalais at that.
Wanted to remove the kedusha from the other bein. That's the avera. That didn't happen.
I don't know. They all understand that the avera is the bringing about of a kedushas tmura.
Ich habe es auch nicht gibt es das was der Rutsch des Wallis der Kaffee. Das hat die Hände das. Ihr macht nicht den Hände das. Nur durch sie voll oder ja, es kommt mir sich von Hausen sagen. Sagen.
This is very halalomus. The famous halalomus tahis.
Amod Yishalav Ochazes, Amod Yishalav Ochazes, Efeshit Rami. Mom Salavane, Efeshit Rami. Rom Yishaks, it is a great man, like a Mikhovs, and a Rom Yibine. Yishaks, it is a Rida. Yishaks, it is a Rida. Mom Salavane, Efeshit Rami, the Khan. Siara, the sea, in the sea, with me, after that, the Mikhovs, Rom, in our little Gitchlozek. Siam of Jay Shalabox had as long as Abish. Siam of the Asin, I even observe as in Austin. Siam of the Asin in the Mazian, Siam of the Asin is the Bakum in the Bakum of Sahmi, Siam of the Asin is the room, Gabet. Rome in the Tashmans is at the head. Rome in the Jews is at the head. Siam of Jay is the Lahasin, I even observe on a favor. Siam of Lahasin, I have the Mazin made up. Siam of Jay, the one who still has seen the end of us, as you wish us by your boat, had said this. And he planted the murders in the day of love. See, more by the Allah has seen a hazard in his business. Siam of Jay, Shalas, and now he was led. See, Allah has seen a event about the beginning of the Masaka, my room, the applause, the Yasi, the Pamek, and the Hair, and he's a good. But Mark is only in his brain, and I'm fifth in my law. Rom said that Mark was an old myth, and Mark was a with Ralph and Ralphness. He was a lack of merit, a shave on him, as he had him to see it, they get all of it, Ralph and Ralph to it. Ralph and I will make some, they were on the head, so look to see this, so much as he ran, as you may have been with hands on him. This child, she's a morning, a perk as he has seen, very quiet. If you have a lot of business, he is a good shave on him, isn't it?
Sie fand ich aber auch nicht mehr beschönen. Mir war es mir nicht.
Zehalat. I pani tam gitz, bitteli, mali moch, zeme, me raz mire, rare, bai zog, me raz mire, na zog, ushakit. I dimes is jemen zog, kresh, a Ivan laten zog. Ja, und die Ivalde lachten, laten zog, raz mire, na Ivan zog, ushakit. Me raz mire, na Ivan zog, rom, gitz, ushakit, zes, 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 Och, du wirst da gesehen, ob sie ja Allah hasin ist, der ja mir hat gesagt, der kann nicht essen Heberon. Ich ja nur ich hatte es mit Heber ja, es ja mal mir so auch da das ist nie mit. Oh, es ja mal, nun Heber auch nicht. Aber du nach Aram in Adri Mina, und so schießt du Bob bis mir auch sie sehr, ob sie weiß, wo Bob ist. Hat denn auch nur denn. Rom, ich gebe dir, es Rom, die Drogus. of Chazir and Ayoshi, resoundedly. If you are the Mamar of the Gilchams, it is you, Galehu, this is yet, Siam of Jesh, Allah, and now he knew, wasn't it? Siam of Allah, Hazin is in the middle, it's not Kashai, it's not good. Sinner, it's a set, yeah, what is it? Yeah, you two know what it is, and you get us, Mamar, it comes in, saying, I lost it. شود گفت نه زن و خسما بود نه تکاب شد که ایشان صوفی آهت عفت داد روند نسیاد نسیاد نه سست داد بکنی شده و یا و دایی سنگید سامان جایی وقت ما زیاد خزید سامان جایی نه ماست سامان جایی است نه ماست یت سی دیگر و خسین نه سامان جایی وقت سیال خزید به سامان جایی روند نه دیگر نیز سامان جایی شوال از او بیل تو آخر شد فدا فدا سو سواد از راست داد میشه Schlotz macht ihn noch mehr Kessel, der da rot, das sagt, das ist ihn. So, die nehmen sie das hier, ob sie schon gleich kam, jetzt nicht, noch an sie. Ja, preis, ich kann ihm uns sagen, ich nicht, Mama, wenn sie hat, der Schuh, ich kam, jetzt nach euch, die. So, die nehmen sie, sagt, das hier, was ist, ich darf, Schlotz, ich kann sie, das ist, ob. Dann. Sie, der Raum, ich bin nicht, als Schmau, was. Was, ich bin nicht, Das heißt, ich nehme sie mir auch zu, das heißt, das heißt, ich nehme sie mir auch zu, 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 das heißt, ich nehme sie mir auch Ja, mach es nicht, dann machen wir es wieder. Ich will es nicht. Ich habe mich nicht mehr so gut gemacht. אז גם יש לך סלייב לגרוב מודים, ולך עשיד איזה מסיד ושיין, ולסיד והיום ולסנוב, ולעוף לסיד איזה בנוי בחולם, ותמדרי ואילו. זכה, די מודן, רון שלחות מוד, ולעוף לסיד רעת נסוי ועד עצום, ולעוף לסיד איזה סתום יעבר יעב, צלות גדאו, וסם ולעזמי את נסיסם. I'm not sure if you're a good person.